An old brick warehouse at the corner of California and Shasta Streets in Redding may look nondescript, but it's got a bright future, at least if the McConnell Foundation and Shasta Living Streets have anything to say about it. And they do. The foundation just gave a grant to Shasta Living Streets to develop uses for the warehouse, now dubbed California Street Labs. And we have two guests to talk about that this morning. Rachel Hatch is the program officer for community vitality at the McConnell Foundation. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
And from Shasta Living Streets, the organization's executive director, Ann Thomas. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So, many of our listeners will not have much familiarity with downtown Redding, but for those who do, where exactly is, or I guess now was, the building?
So this building is at the corner of California and Tehama. So it's in the core of downtown Redding. It's in an area where this building has been abandoned, really, for, or has been underutilized, let's just say, for the past few years. And, you know, like a lot of communities in our area, you can drive by an abandoned place and see that it's underutilized and either feel depressed about it, or you can start to see some of the latent potential in it. And we're really leaning towards the latter.
So, Ann Thomas, what was the building before?
It's been many things, actually. This is, since it is part of the downtown core, this is a spot that had, it's always been somewhat related to transportation. So there were stables there. There were car dealerships there some long time ago. It was, more recently, it was the police station. It also housed city council for a while in that building. The brick building no longer exists. And the building that we're using are the warehouses that were right next to the brick building that the former police station, Redding Police Department, used those warehouses for some of their storage and other activities.
So I guess maybe I'm a little bit confused. So the brick building no longer exists. It was torn down at some point. So is that just a vacant lot now?
Yeah, what we're doing with that, the building, you know, several developers have looked at it over the years, and the building is not well, is the basic summary statement, the conclusion that several different entities have drawn. When we looked at it, we saw that there are some elements that are strong elements of our downtown architecture. So, for instance, we were able to salvage a fair number of the red bricks, actually, from that warehouse. Salvage the green doors, which are a distinctive element, and we're incorporating that into some of the public art pieces, which will be present in the warehouse activation. And then in the meantime, we're working towards surface level paving to make that into parking that can be supportive of all the businesses that are around that area, and including the California Street Labs project, which we anticipate will see a surge of activity, certainly by comparison to the numbers of people that have been drawn to that space in years past.
So, Rachel, how did this building fall vacant originally, and how did it come onto your radar as an opportunity for downtown revitalization?
When the police department were able to build a new structure in Redding, which is located adjacent to our city hall, they relocated. And, you know, as the foundation was looking at an overall strategy to think about how we can support, as a funder, how we can support downtown revitalization, and funding is just one piece of the puzzle in terms of how that happens, we realized it was important to start in the core of the core to create a density of positive activity in several different nodes, you know, hopefully walkable nodes where you could go from, you know, park once or bike in and then go from one spot to the next to the next. And so this spot became of interest in large part due to its location. It's across the street, kind of kitty corner to Shasta College, to the community college's downtown campus. It's adjacent to the Sherbin Square building, which is a, you know, a building with a lot of architectural character and a burgeoning artistic community, some thriving businesses that are there. And so it felt like this would be a spot where we could add a bright spot to that area to complement what's going on already.
We're talking about downtown Reading revitalization and specifically a project called California Street Labs this morning with Rachel Hatch of the McConnell Foundation in Shasta County and also Ann Thomas, who's the executive director of Shasta Living Streets. Maybe you live in the Reading area and have some questions about what's going on there. You can call us at 800-838-3760 or you can email us. The email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So when you look at urban renewal projects, urban revitalization projects, there's always some kind of conflict or push and pull between people who come in and have a vision for what a maybe sort of slightly faded downtown area might be, and then others who already have an economic stake there. I know there's been some controversy in Reading about how downtown is going to grow and change. And have you seen that with this particular project?
In the course of the, like, I guess it's been a year and a few months that the McConnell Foundation has been invested in this program area for downtown revitalization, there's been a high degree of alignment, actually, I would say, around people who have been involved in waves of downtown revitalization over the years, that this is a clear potential. I think there's great alignment around seeing potential for this area, great excitement about some of the outside funding that's been secured to be able to really kickstart this next wave of revitalization efforts. Some of your listeners may be aware that in Reading, the community hustled together and were able to land a $24 million set of state grants to get more people living in downtown, really invest in housing and in transit. And so I think because of that, you know, when you have some effort that you have to mount and it, you're competing against other cities in the course of that, when that happens, it's amazing how catalytic it can be for aligning a vision, because you're running together to try to, you know, outpace Sacramento or whatever other city, you know, is applying for this grant. And that's had a really interesting effect to bring people into more of a shared vision of what's needed, you know, short, medium, long term.
So, Ann Thomas, we have these now vacant warehouse spaces. What is Shasta Living Streets' vision for how these spaces are going to be redeveloped and used?
So within the warehouses, there's 7 or 10 rooms. There's a lot of different kinds of rooms that could be used for different types of activities, and there's a big courtyard that's fenced in front. So what we're proposing to do for the coming year is to make these spaces available to people. Think of them as a container. They're a container for all kinds of activities that the community, different groups or individuals, things that people want to test or try. We have a space for that. And so Shasta Living Streets serves as the facilitator, the operator. It's often difficult for people who want to have a certain kind of a meeting or a presentation or an art piece to find a free activity, a free space to do their thing and to present it to the community. So over the course of the year, we'll be opening this space every Thursday and Saturday from 11 to 7. So there's a regular schedule. We'll be doing marketing. We'll have the calendar out for everyone. So for any one of your listeners, anyone in our region who would like to come do an activity, we'll help them do that. So there'll be a series of things going on each day, and the public will know what to expect. We'll have some food and drink there. So this is one way to invite activities in downtown and inspire people to revitalize our space for everyone.
So it sounds like Shasta Living Streets is essentially the landlord. Who owns the space, actually?
The McConnell Foundation, owns the space. And the reason we chose Shasta Living Streets as the grantee to kind of be the activation lead is really based on their track record of doing something similar, just a little bit further south on California Street in the heart of downtown Reading, a space where there was pop-up retail, art installations, a parklet that was on the street, and you could see how over the course of, you know, a month or so, the space evolved organically, and people, once they could see that there was this playground area or a sandbox for testing ideas, they started to really make it much more participatory. And so we knew we needed to select a group who would be the activation lead, who gets how to build participatory culture and, you know, knows how to create a lot of moments of invitation for people to be able to plug in various ways. And since Shasta Living Streets has that track record, we're excited that there'll be the day-to-day presence there and the foundation will, you know, own the property.
Rachel Hatch is the Program Officer for Community Vitality with the McConnell Foundation, and Ann Thomas, the Executive Director of Shasta Living Streets, our guest this morning on the Jefferson Exchange. You can join the conversation by calling us at 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Ann, were there existing needs that you saw in downtown Reading that when the warehouse space became available, you said, wow, we can do this here? Or is there some sort of visionary and sort of creative look at this space of like, well, you know, we're not quite sure what we can do with this, but let's see what happens?
I guess what I would say to answer your question is there's a lot of existing interest and inspiration in the community. There are a lot of people who are looking forward to growing new types of retail and, you know, building our future city. And they want to test these things, try them. And it often the barrier to entry is very high. So I guess I would say, you know, we've looked for a set of themes that that support what we're seeing in community members' interests. And we created these seven themes for this activation. So one of them is civic life. Another one is DIY, different types of do-it-yourself projects.
So like makerspaces, for example.
Exactly, like makerspaces. So we do have a mini maker fair that happens once a year in Shasta County, but, you know, people want to do this more on a regular basis, so we have that ability here in the space. We have a theme called Future City. There are a lot of people who sort of kick around different ideas about, you know, what kinds of things might we develop in our city in the future. You know, maybe e-mobility or, I don't know, they're all different kinds of things that we could do. And so people maybe want to have a presentation about a new type of thing and talk to community members about it. We have a theme called Real Play, which is another thing that we see happening. There's all kinds of ways that cities are incorporating adult and family play into their downtown areas, whether it be fountains or, you know, sculpture, different kinds of ways of incorporating playfulness in downtown. So that's something we also want to test.
And when exactly are these spaces going to be available?
Well, we're happy to say today that we're looking forward to launching this on October 6th, which is a Saturday, will be our first opening. And then we'll roll this throughout the year on Thursdays and Saturdays.
So that's very, very soon. Rachel Hatch, was the McConnell Foundation basically the contractor to make these spaces happen? And, you know, then you're turning it over to Shasta Living Streets. How did that actually work when you actually started really realigning these spaces?
Yeah, we worked with, you know, a local architect, Ryan Russell from Rad Studios, to envision some of the possible uses of the space and then accordingly how the warehouse would need to be modified in order to, you know, be conducive to those uses, and then worked with a local, you know, construction firm to be able to see those through. And the filter really was keep it raw, keep it, you know, it's a warehouse. It needs to feel industrial. And I think some of your listeners have probably been to other cities where, you know, you just turn down an alleyway and you spot that there's some happening place, and it's often an industrial space that's been repurposed for something new. So that was the filter for our thinking on it, and we wanted to make minimum viable changes to the warehouse just for health and safety, and then to begin to envision those use cases that different people would have for the space. We want it to be a space for kids. You know, kids. One of the terms that Anne has sometimes used is, you know, 8 to 80. We want to try to think about how to make it a space that's inviting and a community place that's welcoming for a range of ages and a range of uses. So there's classroom space there that can be used, and it's been fun to link back to the history of how it was used by the police. So, for instance, they had a training room that they used to use for their ballistics training when the police were there, and they would do simulations. You know, you're a police person, and you're looking through a crowded stadium, and you're trying to figure out how, you know, shoot or no shoot kinds of scenarios with all the civilians nearby. Well, in that space, we've been thinking, you know, now, years later, what if we were to test out virtual reality, kind of next-generation simulation technologies in that exact room? So we've been having fun playing with the history of the uses of those spaces and then how we might breathe new life into that and how different community groups would take the lead.
I can see some great murals on the walls of, you know, those bad guy targets that the police use in the gun ranges there. That's just my suggestion off the cuff this morning. But I wanted to ask you both about the car fire. I mean, Reading really took a hit this summer from the car fire, not just the of course, the tragic loss of life and loss of property, but also the long periods of smoke and the harm to the economy there. It must feel really good for you to now focus again on rebuilding the city.
Yeah, I think there's what we see happening right now, especially as the air quality starts returning to, you know, beautiful, clear air, there's a lot of energy in the community right now. People who just want to get together, be together, there's a lot of positive energy, and I can already see it. We had a hard hat tour, expecting about 100 people to show up, and I think we had 3 times that number. So there's a lot of people who are looking forward to doing things together to revitalize their city.
So do you have some existing tenants who are just ready to roll right now? And if not, how does somebody who's listening right now who says, "Wow, I have a great idea, I just need the space," how do they get in touch with you?
So the first thing to do is to check Shasta Living Streets website. That's shastalivingstreets.org. There's a blog post on there, and you can download a document that sort of gives an overview of, you know, the basic thinking for the space. There's a document that's a participate document that'll give you an idea of ways you can participate. And if you're interested in doing pop-up retail, there's a separate form for that. Or you could just email me. That's athomas@shastalivingstreets.org. All this information is on our website. Just certainly people should contact me with any level of interest they have. We're looking forward to talking to everyone, and we can work through a way of having people participate.
And we also have links to the project on our website here at jeffexchange.org or ijpr.org. We've been talking about the new California Street Labs project in downtown Reading. Our guest's Rachel Hatch, the program officer for Community Vitality with the McConnell Foundation, and also Ann Thomas, the executive director of Shasta Living Streets. Best of luck with the project, and thanks for being with us this morning on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Take care.